Yeah, absolutely, and particularly for parents who are on lower incomes and who might have multiple children in school, it's a lot of costs coming all at once. They haven't been in a position over the last sort of year or so, or even, indeed over the last number of years, to be able to put money away for to be able to meet these costs. So we're going to have to stretch things as much as possible over the next couple of weeks, cut back on certain items, and as we see, dip into savings, or else have to take out some form of loans.
There was a good initiative brought into schools, and that was the rented book scheme, or that the books belonged to the school, and then that took a big cost off of parents. But it's kind of been sort of U-turned a little bit now, because parents are being asked to get more technology, the likes of tablets and things. And if you have more than one child, especially, that's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Free school books is a really progressive action that government took. It's had a big impact on parents across the country. Parents would repeatedly tell myself, and you know, indeed, I was responding to the survey, say, you know, what a positive measure that is, and reduces a lot of you know, financial costs. Unfortunately, what we've seen is over the last number of years, the increase in the use of digital devices. More and more parents say that their children are required to have a digital device, particularly obviously in secondary schools, and these digital devices can be exceptionally expensive. So for a lot of schools, they're requiring specific devices. So that's not just a laptop, it's a specific laptop, or it's not just any tablet. You have to buy a specific tablet, and you also might even have to buy that tablet through the school. And so even if you had that specific tablet lying around at home, or you knew a family member had one, you wouldn't be able to use it. So yeah, that is eroding some of the benefits of the introduction of free school books. And that's why we think, you know, the government really needs to step in, understand how much these digital devices are being used across schools, how many parents are having to pay for them, and then really try and address that cost. Because, you know, if you've got two children in going into secondary school, you could be looking at €1,500. That means, you know, and parents have told me this, that they're skipping, you know, family summer holidays. They're having to cut back on other essentials. So yeah, something needs to be done by the Department of Education to look into this matter.
Now, this is all from a national survey that was carried out. Was there any more, I suppose, key findings from that survey specifically?
I think one of the key things, particularly for primary school parents, is the ongoing frustration around the cost of school uniforms. A lot of parents have been saying that not only is there now a school uniform, there's also a school tracksuit. Both the uniform and the tracksuit, and oftentimes is crested. You can't, schools aren't allowing parents to iron on the crest, so you can only purchase those in maybe one specific shop. So the cost of those items is very, very high, and parents, you know, can struggle to understand why they're having to do that, why there can't just be a more affordable option. You know, particularly, you know, again, parents who've got multiple children, they know that, you know, when they run outside, they could, you know, fall, they could put a hole into those uniforms, the tracksuit very quickly, they get dirty very quickly, just given the nature of being young children. So they have to purchase multiple uniforms and tracksuits. It really, really does add up, and parents really struggle with that. One of the other things, I suppose, that's been coming out over the last couple of years in the surveys, and really pronounced this year, is that a lot of parents, you know, feel that it's unfair that they're not getting any sort of support from the government with some of these back-to-school costs. You know, they don't quite meet the threshold for back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance, and so they feel, you know, that something should happen. Maybe that shouldn't be a cliff edge. So if they don't meet the thresholds for the full amount, maybe there could be a way that they could get half of that amount, or that there could be some form of tax relief for certain items that are around back-to-school costs.
And would a tax relief, would that be the largest call that Barnardo's is making to government to try and
Well,
support a free education?
I think one of the things that we would say is the government needs to look at this as a whole. What are the costs? What are the serious pressures? We're happy to engage with, and have indeed engaged with, the department many times, and really think about how do they reduce costs. One measure of which is looking at potential tax relief for certain items, or expanding, you know, back to school clothing, footwear allowance. But also what they need to think about is, you know, putting further pressure and taking specific measures to make sure that all schools look at the costs they're making parents spend every summer and really think about how can they reduce some of those costs, make everything as affordable as possible, because that actually would drive costs down. It's the quickest way to drive costs down if schools individually do the right thing. Try to make sure that, you know, not just back to school costs that we're seeing at this time of year, but also throughout the school year. So that's when they're deciding on school tours, school trips, extracurricular activities, that sort of things, that they're looking at more affordable options wherever possible.